This is the Ethanol Report. The Renewable Fuels Association just released a report on understanding land use change and U.S. ethanol expansion in order to address some of the challenges faced in defining and determining the effects of indirect land use changes resulting from biofuels expansion. I talked with Jeff Cooper, RFA Director of Research, about why they did the report and what they learned from it.
Well, essentially, land use change and the role of expanded ethanol production in land use conversion is a hot topic right now. The RFS2 rulemaking process that's underway at EPA, as well as the California Low Carbon Fuel Standard, both require that greenhouse gas emissions that result from land conversion be included in those life cycle analyses. Unfortunately, this debate over, what is the role of ethanol production or biofuels in land use conversion has been clouded very much by environmental extremists and folks with political agendas and hidden motives. So our paper just kind of dispels some of the myths and talks about some of the facts and the major influences on what causes land use conversion around the world.
Now, really, the conclusion of your paper was that there is no conclusion, that the science is out, right?
Well, that's right. It's impossible to predict with any certainty what land conversions, what land use changes are going to take place as a result of expanded ethanol production or as a result of any number of factors. Land use change occurs for a multitude of reasons that are interrelated and very complex, and attributing a conversion of land to agriculture, attributing that to one singular factor like growth in biofuels is disingenuous.
When you did this, when you wrote this paper, you looked at information from a variety of sources, and some of it conflicting.
When you look at the models that are being used to try to predict land use change, there's a lot of limitations with those models and a lot of things that those models just can't do. There is conflicting opinions on what land use changes occur as a result of biofuels production. It's really a fairly new area of study. There just isn't much science, there isn't much research around land use change. So the jury is still out on how to best analyze land use change and its effects and its causes. So, we've got a long way to go before we can definitively answer some of these questions.
What is RFA going to do with this paper?
We had several purposes with the paper. One was to provide some of the facts and some of the background to our members and our friends in other industries to just get them up to speed on the issue and why this is important. But I think it also serves to educate policymakers and folks in the Beltway on this very complex issue and provide them with some context and some high-level facts around this issue.
Is this going to be, this information going to be provided to EPA when they're doing their evaluation?
EPA is close to publishing a proposed rule on the RFS2. We do believe that it will, we'll have their methodology for assessing indirect land use change in it. And so, yes, I think the information in this paper and some of the other information that we've gathered will be very helpful as we prepare comments back to EPA on the proposed rule.
I guess one of the biggest concerns here as far as biofuels production in the United States is that if we take away land, crop production, and put it out, away from food and put it into biofuels, that it's going to have to be made up somewhere else and not just in the United States. Is that correct?
That's the core of the issue, of the land use debate, is the idea that if a farmer, for example, a farmer that has a typical corn-soybean rotation, if he decides to grow corn on corn, the notion is, well, that lost soybean production has to be made up somewhere else in the world. I think our position is that production is made up through higher yields. It's made up through increased productivity. When you look at corn yields, in the last 20 years, we've come a long way. And I think moving forward, the rate of increase is going to be even more accelerated. So I'm we're not convinced that a lost acre of soybean production has to be made up somewhere else in the world. We think it's going to be made up through higher yields.
And also, what it seems like the impact of DDGs is not being counted when you talk about land.
Absolutely, that's a huge factor when we talk about the impact of ethanol production on land resources. People don't often understand that when you take an acre of corn and take that corn and run it through an ethanol mill, you're getting back a significant amount of feed. And by volume, it's about a third of a bushel of corn. So, you know, you take that 56 pounds, run it through 56 pounds in a bushel of corn, you run it through an ethanol plant, you get 18 pounds back as feed. But that 18 pounds displaces more than 18 pounds in a feed ration. There's a new study out from Argonne National Laboratories, Department of Energy, that says a pound of distillers grains replaces about a pound of corn and a third of a pound of soybean meal in a typical animal ration. You know, when you think about that in the context of land use, it has tremendous implications.
Now, when we talk about land use also, it seems like some of the studies that have done, or you know, people that have agendas, they look at it as a static snapshot, like this is the way it is right now, or even this is the way it was 10 years ago.
Right.
And they don't account for things like increased production.
That's absolutely correct. You know, some of the studies that got attention earlier this year looked at agriculture in a very static manner. They assumed that productivity per acre was not going to increase. They assumed that the co-products had a minimal impact on land use change. And we know those things aren't true. When you think about increasing productivity and the impact of distillers grains and so many of these other factors, this land use change issue, you know, the complexion of that debate really changes when you have the facts.
Cooper was at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting recently, talking with agricultural broadcasters about the research paper and why the land use issue is so important for both farmers and the ethanol industry. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.